this is one of the great secrets of life that but people are not really clear about. That when we have things working in like three or four areas, you know, the career is working, we're in good health, we really do have a lot of self-confidence, but somehow or another we can't get the relationship area of our life to work. Relationships are just a challenge over and over and over again. Or perhaps it's the other way around. Perhaps, just as you've mentioned, perhaps that relationships are just going beautifully and we do have a livelihood that at least keeps income flowing into our life, but we don't have the self-confidence we really would like to have in order to get to that next place, to go to the highest level in our career and in our life work and so forth. So, yes, that's the question. How to get it to work consistently in every area of our life? And the answer to the question for me, my experience is to know that it already is working in every area of your life and to stop calling anything the way it now is imperfect, but rather to transform the way we're holding the areas of our life that we think are not working, to transform our thought about those areas and to hold it in a different way, to say, you know what, everything is working. And the problem that I'm having here is that I'm calling certain areas of my life and certain experiences that I'm having, I'm calling those areas and experiences not okay with me. I'm calling those areas and experiences incomplete, that yes, I'm doing well in these three areas, but in those three areas I'm not doing well, when in fact you're doing well in all of the areas. And what's true is the right and perfect outcome for you is now being made manifest as steps up the ladder. The example that I like to give when people talk to me personally about this is the example of the young child, and I was one of those, by the way, who has had a difficulty learning her multiplication tables. Man, I could not get it. I could not get it. I don't know whether it was third grade or fourth grade, but I remember having the direct experience of, I just don't get this. And I don't get why I don't get it, by the way, because I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm memorizing the tables. I'm understanding the math behind the tables, I'm listening carefully in class, I'm doing my homework assignments, and here I was in fourth grade, and I was doing all the right stuff. I couldn't understand why the guy in the next row at the seat and at the desk next to me in the next row, he could rattle off the multiplication tables like he was born with them, and I couldn't even get past the third, you know, 3 times 7, I couldn't get it. And the teacher gave me all these remonstrations and talked to me about how I have to work harder and all the rest, and I couldn't. But then, finally, I went to my father crying. I remember this vividly, crying to my dad, why can't I get this? This is so simple. But when the teacher asks me to read the multiplication, to read off some, I can't do it. I just don't seem to be able to get this. And my father looked at me and he said, son, it's part of the process. You need to stop making yourself wrong about this. My dad told me this was the fourth grade. He said, you already have them in your head. You know you do, but you're so scared of making it wrong. It's a problem of self-confidence. It's a challenge of not thinking that the answers are already within you. And he said, just let it be okay that you're not getting it right now. Let it be okay with you. And when you stop worrying so much and stop being so concerned about it and stop being so unhappy with the fact that these things are not being made clear to you in your mind and when you're asked about them, watch yourself find that place of comfort within you from which can arise exactly what you want to experience when you're in that class with that math teacher. So he taught me, in short, to be okay with the fact that I was making mistakes. He taught me that it was, I didn't have to be perfect, and it was okay to not be getting it. And he taught me something very important. And then it was reinforced 25, 30 years later in my conversations with God. It was reinforced when God said, allow yourself to know that what's going on right now is totally perfect and needn't be any different from the way it is right now. When you embrace that, you will knock down the doorway between what you are wishing to experience in your life and what you're now experiencing in your life. So the answer is to see the perfection. By the way, that was in the first book of Conversations. There are 9 Conversations with God books, but in book 1, it gave me that wonderful 3-word formula, see the perfection in everything. If your health isn't the way you wish it were, see the perfection in that. It's part of a larger process of which you may not be fully aware. If you're not living in right livelihood and you wish you had a different kind of a career, a different kind of a job, see the perfection in the job you're holding right now. If your relationship is a bit rocky and it's not as smooth as you'd like it to be, see the perfection in that rock in the shoe. See the perfection in that, and that's what will dissolve the rock and allow yourself to use what's occurring now as a tool in the more specifically perfect creation that you'd like to experience in your life. But what you resist persists, another incredible truth from book one of Conversations with God, because I asked God, how can I see the perfection when it doesn't feel perfect for me? And God said, Neil, what you resist persists. The very act of resisting something places it there. You can't lean against air. You have to lean against a wall. So when you place, when you resist something, the wall is placed there figuratively and metaphysically in your life. And then you can't remove it until you stop resisting what it is that you don't want to experience right now, but rather accept it. So do not resist what is now present in your life.